Can I grab your name and position, please?
Dr. Andrea Tom, duty seismologist at Geoscience Australia.
Excellent. Now, can you tell me, we've heard that there's been a couple of earthquakes in Idsvell. Can you tell me a bit about that?
Yeah, we recorded a magnitude 3.2 earthquake at about 18 minutes past 2 this morning near Idsvell, and only 35 minutes later, there was an aftershock, which we analyzed as a magnitude 1.7 in the same area, which occurred about 5 to 3, your local time. So these events were reasonably widely felt in the area. We received about 7 felt reports. Most felt reports came from an area about 20 kilometers from the epicenter, but we also received an event from Munda, a felt report from Mundabera, which is about 60 kilometers south of the epicenter.
Okay, and in Mundabera, what was the magnitude of that one?
Oh, well, it's the same. It's all the same event, just people feeling this event.
Okay, and are you getting any more reports of people who have felt it? Was there any damage to property that you guys know of?
No, there was no damage reported, which is also to be expected because the magnitude is just not high enough. You know, the event isn't strong enough to cause any damage.
Okay, and what would have caused these earthquakes?
Well, this is just natural earth forces taking place. So our crust is moving all the time, and it's split up in several little plates. And this causes stresses to build up within the earth crust, which are just being released from time to time in form of earthquakes. So this is what we saw last night. The stress was being released, and we saw, you know, 2 small earthquakes near Eidswald.
Excellent. And in terms of you guys getting more information on that, do you need people to report what they've felt or if they, you know, had any experience with it?
It's very helpful to us to hear from people when they felt it and jump on our website. And it's preferable that they fill in a felt report and we receive this as an email and can then use it in our post-analysis rather than phoning us. But sometimes these reports is actually the first notice for us, because our network might not necessarily pick these events up automatically. So when we receive a felt report, we can go into the system and analyze these events manually, and are able, you know, to put them out on our website, available for the public much sooner.